I'll call to order the regular session of the Mayor and City Council, City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, State of Arizona, held this Tuesday, August 21st, 2018, in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Meeting is called to order by Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn at 7 p.m. Roll call.
Councilmember Anna Klein is excused. Councilmember Joan Hansen is excused. Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith is excused. Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City staff, Robert Smith, City Manager, Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, Carrie Bagley, Finance Director, Daniel Duchon, Personnel Director, Dwayne Wallace, Interim Operations Manager, Albert Echave, Police Chief, George Castillo, Fire Chief, Aldo Orduño, City Attorney.
Thank you. Certainly, council persons Anna Klein and Joan Hansen, as well as Mayor Smith, are attending the League of Arizona Cities and Towns Conference this week. So, invocation. I'd like to take a moment of silence to reflect on firefighters who are fighting forest and wildfires throughout the nation, through the West in particular. And we have the Bisbee Fire Department has two firefighters at the Warm Springs, Oregon fire, along with our truck 81. So let's have a moment of silence and for firefighters across the United States. Will you join me to pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's no proclamations, but I would like our city clerk to describe what this thing is out here in the middle of the room, the side of the room.
We've started recording our meetings as of tonight, and tomorrow morning our plan is to get it posted onto our YouTube channel for the public. They won't be live streamed right now just because we don't have that capability here just yet, but we'll do our best with this for now.
Well, thank you. This is certainly something I've gotten feedback from constituents is being requested, so I'm real pleased that this is happening. Also, of course, the election is this coming Tuesday, and I encourage everyone to get out and vote. And certainly the budget override for the city is particularly important, so get out and vote. Call to the public. I have none for the general call to the public. Accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $174,280.31.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Does anyone want to bring up, have a question on any item in the accounts payable?
Yes, I had a question. On the bottom of page 8, the wash and wax. Oh, it's fire department. Okay.
So what's your question on the wash and wax?
The question was, what got washed and waxed?
Well, the wash and wax, it comes in those 10-gallon buckets. The previous chief before me got in this contract with this company that ordered a whole bunch of tank saver. This stuff started coming in, and I've noticed we had a whole bunch of it. So we had to split it up. I had them get into some turnout cleaner, and then we needed truck wash, so they put it with the truck wash as well. That whole contract is closed now. That contract, like I said, that was made for that, all that stuff was done prior before I got in.
Okay, thank you.
Any other?
On the custody charges, I guess Albert, is that the same thing that we talked about in the past? I'm assuming, on page seven, Copper Queen in custody charges. Is that the same thing we talked about like 2 years ago?
Yeah, we've mentioned this a few times, and we're revisiting that currently with legal to make sure that we are in fact responsible for those charges. In the past, our legal has told us that we were, but we're double checking some new case law and possibly some or case law on that particular item. So that was somebody who was taken into custody who had an injury or a need for medical attention prior to being booked into detention. We had to take them to the ER. The ER says they didn't pay the bill. You brought them, so they send us the bill. It's a hard item to budget for because there's some years we don't get any, and then there's some years we get them. So it's a tough scenario.
Okay, thanks. And then one more. On page nine, the EM lights radio short for $7,300. You know, for the city of Sierra Vista. It's under general fund vehicle parts and labor, and it's $7,300. It's from the city of Sierra Vista.
That was repairs for our rescue truck that's been down for a while. The truck's been sitting. The whole lighting systems was out, so we had them go through the truck to make it up to safety standards, and they put all new lights in it because our scene lights were out, the compartment lights were out. The other truck that we were using for a rescue truck, it's the squad that was donated by the Timby family, and that one's a gasoline motor. And it's a Hemi, and every day we were filling that truck up full of fuel, so we converted back our rescue truck to put back in service.
Okay, I guess a general question to the city manager. I mean, I could be ignorant here, but anything over 5,000, because I know that was 7,300, doesn't that have to come for approval?
I'd have to check on that, Gabe. I don't know if there's agreements that are already in place for that kind of work between the city and the vendor. Let me get the details for you on that.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all I got.
Okay, you want to call the roll?
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Unanimous then, 4-0. Consent agenda. Item A is approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Gore Park for Gore Park luncheons from July 17, 2018 to July 17, 2019, Dan Maldonado applicant. B, approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for Bisbee High School for the use of Main Street and City Park for a pick parade on Thursday, August 23rd. 2018 from 4:30 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. with a possible waiver of fees. That's submitted by Ashley Coronado, City Clerk. No, I guess not. Okay, C, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for Bisbee High School for the use of Cole Avenue, Bisbee Road, Douglas Street, Rupee Avenue, and Arizona Street for a homecoming parade on Friday, September 28th, 2018. From 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. with possible waiver of fees. D, approval of a special use liquor license application submitted by the local First Arizona for an event to be held on Subway Street on Saturday, September 15th, 2018 from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Thomas Darr, applicant. E, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Rotary Charities, Inc. for an event to be held at City Park, 62 Brewery Avenue, Bisbee, Arizona, on Saturday, October 6, 2018, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And F, approval of a special use liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Coalition for the Homeless for an event to be held at the historic Warren Park Ballpark, located at 99 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona, on Thursday, November 1st, 2018. And Friday, November 2nd, 2018, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., and on Saturday, November 3rd, 2018, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tony Bedoya, applicant. Do council wish to remove any item for discussion?
I'd like to pull D.
Pardon?
D.
D. We also have a request in terms of call the public for A and E. And I don't know whether, is that just in case we had questions or do you want to speak? Dan? Let me, let's remove A and E then likewise from the consent agenda then and we'll.
Well, then I don't want to speak.
Okay.
No, not
okay. You're there just in case if someone did raise a question. Thank you for being here. So we will remove item D. So do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A, B, C, E, and F.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Carried then 4-0 for our consent agenda items A, B, C, E, and F. Item D.
D.
Now item D. Did you want to talk on item D or did I get that correct?
I thought I heard you say D twice, but I wanted to ask a question about D. That was the one we pulled. We haven't approved that, correct?
Right. Correct.
Correct. So we actually have no one here from Local First.
No, I'm here to represent First.
Pardon me?
I'm here to represent.
You're here to represent Local First. Okay. Local First is, this is Thomas Barr, an applicant from Phoenix, and it appears that they want to sell booze on Subway Street. This is during your regular monthly closing of Subway Street. So it wouldn't require a closure. Just require a liquor license. And my question is, what is this organization from Phoenix, Local First, going to be doing with their money?
Yeah, Thomas Barr, he's the Southern director for Local First. So he's coming down. This is to help promote. Local First promotes the entire state when it comes to rural. Their focus is to highlight how to keep monies in cities with their local tax base. So we partnered with them, Subway Underground, during our third Saturday closure. We've got the permit for that to close the street. But we thought at this specific event, we'd highlight then partnering with Local First to showcase how to donate locally in Bisbee, how to shop locally in Bisbee, how to bank locally in Bisbee. And so with that, we also wanted to highlight the liquor licenses for then our breweries and wineries that are here locally as well.
Okay, so basically this money is going, it's going to be used to promote Local First all over the state of Arizona. The money's not specifically coming back to Bisbee in any real way. And I noted that we have paid out $7,000 to this organization, Local First. And in return, all I've seen them do is suggest, some common sense things like stop shopping on Amazon and a few other things. So I don't quite understand why we're going to be using our city to promote something which is actually going to take the money out of the city and spread it all over the state. Makes no sense to me.
I have some confirmation that the monies will also be used for Subway Underground to help cover the cost of these events. They'll help cover our costs for the permitting fees, insurance, and printing fees. They've also helped sponsor monies towards advertising for this event. So that helps answer that question.
Yeah, well, of course they want to cover their expenses. I mean, there's no doubt about that. One of the things at a previous council meeting that we said that at some point we as a council need to discuss is, and I believe it was brought up by Council Member Doug Dunn, just how much, how far do we want to go with this tourism? Doug brought that up at a meeting, and we have not discussed that at any point. And, maybe maybe this is not a direction that we as a city need to go in. I'm not quite sure. I'm just uncomfortable with people who really have no roots here in Bisbee using our town to promote something which really doesn't, well, can't see a direct benefit at all from this.
If I can interject real quick, the point of this specific event is to really showcase our community and give them opportunities to experience our community. So yes, tourists of course can come. I'm sorry.
Are people coming here from somewhere else?
Maybe, hopefully. I mean, I always hope people come from elsewhere to come to Bisbee as well, but this is also a free activity for our community to experience. Families, kids of all ages.
Most of the events that I've seen on Subway Street since we've been closing it on a monthly basis are pretty poorly attended. Organization and planning that's gone into it, it seems like there's not much there. The idea that this is somehow going to enhance Subway Street, you know, that's it's a bit of a stretch for me also.
Are they selling local drinks and yeah. from local breweries?
Okay. Yeah.
I might go ahead.
Tombstone Beer, Zapara, Vineyard, Flying Leap. I know they're working with those distributors.
Well, we do also have a local First Arizona person here, which is financed by them and the Vista Volunteer, and certainly the focus has been on buy at home, and that's certainly been a concern of this council. Being a localist, and they've had several meetings that I've attended, and I'm pleased with the turnout in terms of local business people coming together to work together to
Yes, I think it has brought business people together, and also it's not directly a tourist thing. It's to encourage buying locally, which is a good idea. We need to buy.
And we're going to do this by selling drinks in the middle of Subway.
Well, to show like, hey, we have these drinks available in our own community. We should support that. That would be the point of having them distribute their specific product at this event.
And so we'll have the same 20 people at that event that have been attending all the other local first events. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Do I have a motion?
I move to approve item D, approval of special event liquor license application submitted by Local First Arizona for an event to be held on Subway Street, September 15th, 2018, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Thomas Barr, applicant.
Second.
Second. Take a roll call vote.
Councilmember Davis.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Nay.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn.
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom.
Aye.
Okay, carries 3-1 then. Thank you. Old business, discussion and possible approval to enter into an agreement with Utility Services Partners Private Label Inc. Service Line Warranties of America is what their common title, which would allow citizens of Bisbee to purchase utility line warranty insurance. Dwayne Wallace, we discussed this at a work session, an earlier session, and
yes, and in fact, the last regular session, you council approved this. Apparently, and I do apologize for this, but I'm kind of playing catch up. There's about a month of emails I haven't seen. There were some additions that were required on this contract because of the state of Arizona, and all that was changed is those conditions were added. There was the typical requirements for immigration, boycott of Israel. In fact, if you look on the agreement, it is from, sorry, I don't have my laptop with me, so small screen. It is from item 12 through 24 are all requirements by the state of Arizona in a contract. And those were just added on the advice of our city attorney.
Okay. Again, we've discussed, is there further comments? We've discussed this at earlier meetings, and I think it's certainly something that's, going to be a real asset to citizens. In terms of being able to provide insurance, purchase insurance for replacement of sewer or water utility lines into your property. So,
I agree. For a minimal amount, it's correct. It's a good thing.
So they're not normally warranted to the Whoever puts
no,
it.
No. A private lateral for either water or on a sewer from your house to city service or for a water line, Arizona Water, that is not warranted. The city and Arizona Water are not required to fix that. Most of the sewer calls that we've had over the past few years, after all the repairs we've done on our lines, have been private issues, and most of those are people who cannot afford the $4,000 or $5,000 or even $10,000 or $15,000 to repair it. This would give an option for those people to get some protection on their line. And in fact, there's one of the additions you can get is also every line inside your house. Now you have to be in the city limits. However, you don't have to be connected to city sewer, because some portions of the city limits have a septic tank.
And if I could jump in, Council, an additional benefit. If your private lateral from your house to the street breaks and you have a sewage leak that damages another person's property, you're liable for that personally, and this would help cover that for you as well. So it doesn't just cover the repair, but it covers any risk that you might experience if something on your property broke and damaged another property.
Certainly when we had a representative from the company here, the rates that she quoted at that time were very attractive, particularly for a community as ancient as ours, it has a tendency to have these problems. I just replaced the water line into my house. I guess mine was cheap. Mine was $2,000-some. So certainly this would have been very helpful if I had done that.
Is this something you can also, I mean, I'm kind of, again, I don't know a lot about this, but you can, if I didn't want to use them, could I say, oh, I want to go with this insurance company and get my own? Can you do that or no?
Yeah, I guess you can. This is just an agreement. The city gets a very small percentage of this, but this allows them to do a mass mailing in Bisbee for this. But there are other service line warranties. You don't have to get this one. If you want one, you can get it on your own.
Well, I move to enter an agreement with Utility Service Partners Private Label Inc. What is that? DBA Service Line Warranties of America, that would allow citizens of Bisbee to purchase utility line warranty insurance.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call vote.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Carried 4-0. Thank you. New business. Discussion and possible approval of an updated job classification for fire lieutenant and remove the current job description classifications for fire lieutenant EMS coordinator and fire lieutenant training officer fire marshal. Dan Tushon, personnel director.
Mayor Pro Tem, Council. So on the books right now, we have two fire lieutenant job descriptions, each of them with specialty tracks. And after speaking to the fire chief and the fire union, it's really not necessary because these tracks or collateral duties could be performed by any firefighter at any rank. So it just kind of pigeonholes the only firefighters that could be promoted in reality as it is right now. Some of these positions are being performed by captains or just your line firefighters. So to kind of match the job descriptions to what's actually happening right now and give us some, make the promotions realistic as far as who can be promoted and not seclude anybody because they haven't selected a specialty track, which isn't necessary for promotion. So it would be just a generic fire lieutenant description. There's no new language. It just removes the specialty track.
I assume that the fire chiefs, I mean, all in favor of this? And okay.
Yes, I've spoken to Chief Castillo and the president of the fire union as well.
Okay. Further questions? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the updated job classification for fire lieutenant 2270 and remove the current job classification for lieutenant EMS coordinator 2260 and fire lieutenant training officer fire marshal 2250.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, roll call vote.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye. Carried 4-0. City manager report?
Pro Tem Dunn, no report this evening.
Okay. We do have council comments. Councilman Davis?
Yes, I'm the liaison to the Design Review Board, and for 2 or 3 years they've been working on a brochure that they want to give out to the new people buying homes in Old Bisbee and the realtors in Old Bisbee, so they understand that when they buy a home in Old Bisbee, there's certain conditions, certain things that they can and cannot do on the exterior of their house without coming before design review. So I just wanted to make the council aware of that and pass out this prototype of what is this going to have artwork on it. I think Sam Wolcott is going to put some of her pieces on that. And it just kind of generally explains what the design review board is and its function, and that if you're going to do an exterior work on your house in Old Bisbee, you need to contact the DRB or the city building inspector.
Councilman Davis is our council liaison to the design review board, and I appreciate that connection. Any questions?
I move that we adjourn.
Second. Adjourn. Or do we have to take a vote?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.